Skull and Evert present This Week in Horror.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Evert.
And I'm Sickle, and we're Sickle and Evert. We're the Unhallowed Reviewers. And, I don't know.
We spent an entire episode on Alien last time.
Yeah, that's right.
You're welcome.
I could do that every week.
No, you couldn't.
Can we just dissect Alien and aliens
just
and the whole
start
franchise?
Another podcast.
And then like we'll bring in, you know, Predator when I run out of information, and I'll just keep going on that.
I mean, you can do that. I'm not going to stop you from doing that.
Well, I'll just relate everything to Alien that we talk about today.
Spend 15 minutes a day monologuing on Alien, and then you can just say that's a podcast.
No, perfect. All right. I'll be the Dan Carlin of the Alien franchise.
Sure, those are words. Anyway, let's move on to some news. So the news today we have is there's a movie coming out called Cosmonogy.
Cosmogony?
Not going to work here anymore. Sickle's going to talk about it a little bit.
Oh, I am? Oh,
well, I don't know. You're the one that put it on here.
Yeah, well, okay. So, you know, part of this is just like poor, like, you know, headline writing where it's just, I feel like it's, you know, clickbait type stuff, but
like our whole podcast is or what you saw
in this what? Just the cosmogony, okay. Like headline for what that I read. Like it's cause like basically the plot of this movie is this lady, you know, has to fight against these two serial killer people in the woods. But, like, the way that it's worded is that, like, the woods fight back against the serial killers.
Oh, this is that one, yeah.
I was like, that plot, like, sounds, like, to take that literally sounds way more interesting than what this movie's actually about, which is really just about this lady surviving these two guys. And they happen to be in the woods, and apparently they happen to be in the woods for only part of the movie, because I've seen screenshots from the movie, and, like, two out of the three I've seen, I think, were in a gas station.
And
it's not even in the woods.
This one is the one I saw screenshots exclusively in the woods for when I was looking at screenshots.
Yes.
And she befriended a deer. So, you know, take that into account when you're thinking about going to see this movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's not out yet, I think.
It just seems like a blatant ripoff of... not a blatant ripoff, but it reminds me a lot of While She Was Out, which was like a thriller with like Kim Basinger in like 2008 or 9 or 10 or something like that.
Yourself.
And I'm so old. And that movie's about a lady who's abused by her husband at home, and she in the middle of the night goes to the grocery store and runs into some hoodlums, and decides that she's going to take all of her anger out from her husband onto these guys.
Oh, that's interesting. That's kind of like a weird version of what Becky is that we'll talk about a little later if we get to it.
Awesome. But yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem terribly interesting to me, but, you know, if it's executed really well, it could be fun.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Knuckle Dust. So Knuckle Dust is a film that we are both kind of confused by. So first and foremost, the reason Sickle put this on the list... I was like, why did you put this on? It looks really cool. And the reason he'd put it on is because the way that he read it was different than the way I read it. And it's like talking about, and I'll let you insert here the quote of like seven layers of hell or whatever. Do you remember?
Yeah. So like basically the movie is about like some police that break into this place that's like an underground fight club. But then they also find the seven levels of hell. And it's filled with dead bodies of fighters and assassins and stuff. But then one guy escapes from it. And I'm like, I don't know how much of that synopsis I'm supposed to take literally and how much I'm supposed to take figuratively. Because, like, is it literally just a fight club and then figuratively the seven circles of hell? Like, each fight level is a circle of hell. So, like, that's all figurative. It's not literal. Or are there literally seven levels of hell in it? Like, I don't know which...
Or is it like more like Running Man, where they are themed for the seven layers of hell, but there's nothing supernatural about it?
Exactly, yeah. Like, is it that? Like, there's so many different ways that they could approach it, and, like, the screenshots that you have aren't really very, like, they aren't very revealing.
Mm-mm.
It's almost more confusing. Like, people in front of microphones and television sets, and you're like, what is happening? I don't understand what any of this is about. And it kind of reminds me of like Baskin meets Bloodsport is like the way that it made me think of, because like
Awesome.
Baskin is basically about a group of cops that break into a place to like raid this place, but it ends up being this like hellish cult world sort of that's like sort of supernatural but sort of not. And then Bloodsport, obviously everybody knows what Bloodsport is. So it kind of feels like this mesh between these two movies. And I don't know how to feel about that. I want it to be literal, but I also think that it could be awesome if it isn't. Like, it also could be great if it isn't. But the fan of like Hellraiser and stuff in me wants it to be literal.
Yeah, could go either way on that one too. And the last, so what we learned from those two is that, you should really be careful how you phrase what your movie's about because it can be totally misleading. Is it a forest helping a lady, or is it just a lady in a forest? Blah blah blah. But Hatching is the last one we got, which is a Finnish body horror movie. And I think the main keyword here that got both of us excited was animatronics.
Yeah, they got some guy from that's worked on Star Wars and Jurassic Park and Prometheus or Jurassic World, sorry. To it wasn't it's not Stan Winston. To put or to work on the animatronics,
Nice name
and you
drop.
really don't have to drop a big name. All you have to do is say animatronics. If you're
Yeah.
gonna put animatronics in a movie, in a horror movie, body horror movie, creature feature, I'm there.
Yeah, and
I'm ready to
I think the
go.
thing that made me happy too was it didn't seem to reference the thing in its art in the article that you read. It just had a description of a movie that should be referencing the thing, but didn't want to lean on that crutch, which I'm very happy about.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't make any mention of that at all, and the plot doesn't sound like that at all. Hatching basically is about. It's been marketed as like a coming of age tale, and it's about a young girl who struggles with connecting with her dad, and she finds an egg out there in the world, and she like warms it and like keeps t takes care of it, and then it hatches, and then crazy things happen. So it hopefully is awesome.
All right, let's move on to some trailers we watched. So the first trailer we both watched was one called Benny Loves You, which basically looks like a crazy mix between Child's Play and Puppet Master,
Yeah,
with a
that's a
demon at the
great way to put
beginning for
it.
some reason.
But also super goofy, but
Yeah,
very self-aware.
it looks amazing and I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, I think it looks hilarious. It like for some reason, and it does appear to be like a British film. The way it delivers, kind of at least in the trailer, kind of actually reminded me of Extraordinary.
Yeah, kinda, yeah.
It's nothing like that, but the humor of it kind of reminded me of that a little bit. But it looks like a way campier, way more actual horror, comedy horror-esque film. But yeah, it's about a killer like stuffed animal that this kid gets from his like grandmother or something to keep demons out of his closet. And like the shot of the demon you get in the trailer, you're like, wait, so are we never gonna see that
I
again?
thought, that's
Something
what I was
awesome.
saying. I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, the demon, like for that to only be in one shot of the film probably like was crazy awesome. But yeah, like it, yeah, so it's about the stuffed animal that's supposed to like protect him from, the nighttime terror stuff, and it ends up being, a killer doll
And he
situation,
has to
and it looks
abandon it
awesome.
someday. That's like the triggering event, is like he has to grow up and stop carrying around his doll, and then all hell breaks loose seemingly. It looks great.
Yeah, it does.
All
Looks
right.
like a lot of fun, so you should go check it out.
Yeah, the next one we got the final trailer for Antebellum. So Antebellum is a movie that we've kind of all been waiting for a little bit now. It's produced by Jordan Peele, I believe, but he is not directing it. But we finally got the last trailer, and it seems kind of like a movie version of like last season of The Twilight Zone that Jordan Peele did to me. Like, it's super on the
Yeah.
nose. It looks good. It looks like it could be a really good movie, but what I was saying is, to signal before the cast, was it doesn't seem like it's going to be the movie that I thought I wanted it to be. Which means I'm going to wait
Yeah.
till it comes out on Amazon to watch it.
Yeah, we were saying that like regardless, it looks like it's probably going to be a very good film. Like objectively, it will be hard to determine that it isn't a good movie. The trailer looks like it just exudes that feeling of like being a well-produced film, but it just may not t tickle the fancy of what we were hoping it would be. And it feels like to me that the trailer builds up way more suspense than is probably actually in the final cut of the movie. And so if you go into it thinking it's going to be this horror thriller, it may end up actually being more of like a dark drama with some sci-fi elements to it.
And that's exactly what I'm gonna have an issue with, probably, is that like I would be expecting a horror thriller and get something that's not.
Yep.
So, or
But,
not
you
get
know,
that
maybe it will
crazy
be.
thing explained as to how what's happening is happening. You know,
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for that shoe not to drop.
Yeah. But we may be wrong, and maybe it's like this like crazy creepy horror thriller movie, and like the time skipping that's happening is caused by a Lovecraftian,
Well, it
you
doesn't
know,
have to always be
mythic
Lovecraftian,
monster.
but it is
Yes, it
extra points
does.
for that.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. If Cthulhu doesn't show up in the last 5 minutes of that movie, then it's just a complete
I just
waste of
feel like
time.
when you watch VHS, there's one of the VHSs that is like about a guy in his basement trying to invent a portal to another world. Like that's like a really fun gimmicky way to do kind of like teleportation. It's just like alternate universe mother effers. Like, and I know like Star Trek used to do it a lot, but it's not played out anymore because it hasn't been done forever. So I don't know. Anyway, my two cents, Antebellum director. All right, the next one we got is a trailer for a movie called Breeders. I watched this and I watched it again and then I forgot what it was about twice. So why don't you talk about it?
Oh, great. See, because I'm almost in the exact same boat,
All right,
which
not
probably
talking
doesn't
about
bode well.
Breeders. Yeah,
Well, it doesn't probably bode well for a movie that we can barely remember from the
let's
trailer,
just
but.
put it for next time so we can talk about that.
All right.
So Skyman's another trailer, and I kind of do remember this one because it looks like, I mean, the article says it from Bloody Disgusting, but it's like an Alien Abduction Blair Witch movie. But like, it definitely has really bad acting, like, or at least the main guy doing the acting doesn't seem like he's a good actor. So it's like one of those movies that I would like nowadays because I'm watching all those shitty movies on Prime. But maybe not a movie that everyone's gonna like.
Yeah, I mean, like, with it being essentially like Blair Witch Project, but with alien abduction instead, like, I mean, that's basically what it is. Well, think about Blair Witch Project. In my opinion, personal opinion, I don't feel like the Blair Witch Project has aged well, and it never really was one of those movies that freaked me out to begin with. And I feel like the big push for that movie was the marketing campaign that made people believe that it was real. And once you know it's just this silly movie that found footage movie, which are dime a dozen now, I feel like if, a personal opinion again, I feel like if Blair Witch was released now, it would just be lost in the pool of low, super low budget
But that's
found footage
decidedly
movies.
untrue. Well, sorry, the first movie, yeah, but if you take any movie from a long ago and release it again today, I don't think it'll do as well because it'll need to be updated. But the franchise of the Blair Witch has aged very well, I would say. There has been two of the original movies, right? And then they did another Blair Witch movie that came out maybe 4 years ago or something. And then there's a Blair Witch video game that came out, which is supposed to be really good. So, like, the franchise itself has aged very well.
Yeah, I'm definitely only referring to the first movie because I mean the second one's not even found footage.
I actually really
But
like the second one a lot.
yeah, but like I guess the point that I'm making is that like in this trailer, it just seems like there's just a lot of yelling at each other
Very, very
and
true.
complaining and arguing, and I feel like that's what 90% of the Blair Witch is just
No,
people yelling and complaining and arguing with each other.
that's a good point. Because I see what you're saying. So, like, this movie is like if Blair Witch were released now, but it's the old one. Because of the way that it's shot and the things that they're doing in it. It's like, you gotta pull that forward a little bit, or it's gonna be, like, played out.
Yeah,
Yeah, okay.
and it's just that I feel like that's done a lot now in found footage. So I'm not necessarily bashing, I guess I kind of am, the original Blair Witch. I do think that it's like a staple of horror. Like it's something where like you look back on it and it was a stepping stone for a lot of what is happening today. Kind of like Saw, kind of like kicked off torture porn. Regardless of what you think of all of the torture porn movies, it is still like this historical moment in horror genre for the modern times. Like that's what Saw is. Like it or love it or hate it or whatever. But in Blair Witch, same thing. It kind of kicked off, like really invigorated the found footage genre. I just don't think that it's such a powerfully made film that it would do so well today amidst all the other found footage movies that come out that are very similar. And I don't know.
And the
I just
reason
think it
that
would be
matters
lost.
is because that this movie looks like it's trying to do that, I think is the main point.
Yes.
Like, not that
Yes, yes.
Blair Witch isn't iconic, but if you take any movie and you don't update it or change it and then release it today, that was old. Like, I mean, I even think I mean, I would say that even if you took Alien now and re-released it, it probably wouldn't be as good as like some of the other movies coming out. Just because we like Alien a lot because of like nostalgia, and it's a pretty solid movie to be fair, and it's another movie that kind of started the genre. But I don't know if you made a movie that was like almost exactly like it, but with the same kind of look and feel, that it would do very well. Just because there's aesthetics that have changed and various things that are different nowadays in movies that like we kind of expect that didn't happen back then, you know?
I disagree with you, but I don't know how much of that's just because of how blindly I love that movie. So I
I
can't
don't think
argue
that
for
if
any.
you took the Alien movie and re-released it now, it would be bad because Alien is an established movie, right? Like, I think you could probably do a second run of Blair Witch right now and people would go watch it because it's iconic. But I don't
It's
think,
true.
like, I think what you're getting at, though, what you're trying to say is that this movie is basically doing what Blair Witch did 20 years ago and trying to make it novel. And that is what I'm referring to. Like, it's not
Yes.
Alien you're releasing today. It's a movie that's almost exactly like Alien in a world where Alien has already come out 20 years later.
Yes, I
Yeah.
see what you're saying. Yeah, like totally. And I think that's right. I think that it's just a retelling of the same story, and all you're doing is just changing what they're arguing about. And I just don't.
Yeah.
I
All right,
don't
let's
know.
move on to some movie reviews for the last half. So, I finally watched Crawl. I will say that if you haven't seen this, it's free on Prime right now. You should go watch it. It's probably one of the better movies that I've seen, even though I kind of skipped it for a while. It's pretty solid. It's a pretty solid creature feature, and even if I'm not using it the way I said I was going to use it, I don't care. I consider that a
It
creature
is.
feature, and it's fantastic, and it escalates well, and it's great. It's just a great movie.
Is like it's a great popcorn flick. It's a lot of fun. It's just I don't know. I really think the way they did it was really well done. It's mostly, if not all, CG, but they do a really good job with the CG. It's mostly a noticeable. I don't know. I think it's a great movie, and I love Barry Pepper. Haven't seen Barry Pepper in a while, so it's cool to see him in a
Oh
movie.
yeah, that's right.
I do have one side note. I loved that movie. I saw it in theaters when it came out, despite the fact that the person sitting next to me in the movie theater continued to talk as loud as I'm talking to Ifrit right now in the middle of the movie theater, and I kid you not, answered his phone in the middle of the movie theater.
Wow.
And yeah, I basically I was on the verge of, a fight. I confronted the guy. I was like, "Are you got to be kidding me?"
You did?
Is what I said to him. Yeah,
Wow.
I turned to him. I was like, "You've got to be kidding me!" And he said, "Sorry," and hung up his phone after that. And but yeah, it was just please for the love of all that is good in this world, just please don't do that. If you don't want to just sit there and watch a movie, then don't go to the movie
Yeah,
theater.
if you're
Go to
listening to this
interactive
podcast right now
areas.
and you've done that before, you can stop listening. That's fine.
Yes. Yeah, we don't care if we lose. Yeah. The two like I mean one of my favorite horror movies of all time, one of my worst experiences at the movie theater because a bunch of drunk people went to Cabin in the Woods and it ruined that movie experience for me and it hurt me. It hurts my soul. Just stay home, people.
All right, so the next movie that I'm going to talk about is a movie that I saw just today, which is called Becky. So Becky,
Becky.
I honestly didn't. This movie kind of came out of the middle of nowhere for me because I didn't even know a movie like this was coming out. And then I saw an ad for it somewhere subtly, and it was like excited because Kevin James is another movie. Didn't know what it was about. And then I think Sickle pointed me out to see this movie at one point, and then brought it up again later. But it was, I don't know, it looks like it was a Redbox film, and I'm not sure if that's like Redbox, like we know and love Redbox, or the company that doesn't really succeed anymore at renting movies, or if it's like a whole different company. But it's got Kevin James in it, and Joe McHale, and Lulu Wilson, who's in like the Annabelle Creation and Ouija movies, as the little kid, like one of the little kids.
So
But,
one horror vet and two primarily comedy actors.
yeah, basically one like A-list comedy actor, or like I guess not A-list, but one like pretty like established comedy actor, and one like low-key like comedic show actor. And then yeah, this very established horror person, this like girl who's been in horror. It was awesome. It was probably like one of the best movies I've seen lately. Super wonderful plot. Like the story was like awesome, and it's sad, but it's good. And it's also very entertaining and kind of funny at some times. It's pretty gory. I mean, the kills, like, it's basically like the best version I've ever seen of the like Last House on the Left or I Spit on Your Grave genre of movies with a protagonist who's way younger than those ones in those movies.
Oh, but does
Without
it get
the
rapey like
no,
this?
without the rape, which I was
Okay.
just about to say. So without the rape, it's
Okay.
just the horrible amount of trauma that this girl goes through that sets her off instead of having to be raped,
Oh,
which I
good.
thought was better.
So as it turns out, that doesn't have to be the only catalyst for
Yeah, oh my God, it's like a
female-led revenge
novel,
movie.
right? It's a novel thing. Like if somebody destroys your life or something, you can actually have the same reaction. Anyway, I guess that's not where I wanted to go with that at all,
I'm
actually.
sorry. Okay,
No,
yeah, I'm sorry.
personally. But yeah, like we don't have to just keep, doing rape in movies to make people set off enough to do things. There's other good ways to do it without showing that horrible experience. But Becky doesn't do that, so you have to worry about it anyway. But you should go see Becky. It's pretty cheap right now. I think on Amazon you can buy it for $10 like a normal Amazon movie, or you can rent it for $5. It's worth it though. It's one of the movies that few movies I'll say that is worth it spending $4 or $5 on to see, or $10 on if you want to show people. So, and I don't want to spoil any of it. So I'm just gonna give you my recommendation, and you should go check it out.
Yeah, and I haven't been able to see it yet, but just based on what you've been saying, I am very excited to watch it, and I'm excited to see Kevin James and Joel McHale in roles that are kind of outside of their comfort zone.
Joel
That'd
McHale
be pretty
has I've seen I think I've seen him in something where he wasn't being a total butthole before, but yeah, it was interesting to see him there.
fun.
But
I'm just too used to Community.
yeah, right. All right, let's jump around real quick. So I finally got a Quibi subscription, or I did it for like a month, and I watched as much of 50 States of Fright that was out on it at the time, which ended at the last episode where they took the Florida one with the witches and stuff.
It was very
I
Santeria.
love that. It was one of my favorites. But Quibi, so I wasn't expecting the production quality to be so high, honestly.
So good.
It's great. And I think 50 States of Fright is my new like Lost Tapes. It's great. Like even though it's like, not real, it's all acted and there's no like found footage or anything like Lost Tapes, 50 States of Fright is a must. I'd say you get this free trial just so you can go see 50 States of Fright or what's out. But the part that pissed me off was that I didn't get to watch it all, because it's not all out. It's coming out episodically, so.
And unfortunately it's not, I don't even know if I'd call it episodically, like it's, 'cause I've had it for a month and a half now and they haven't had any new episodes of those first 14.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
And unfortunately, last I heard is Quibi's not doing so hot. So chances are that might be all there will be. And that would be really sad. And I really hope that another streaming service saw the potential in that
Picked
and
it up,
picks
yeah.
up 50 States of Fright, because it's by far, at least from, I mean, I'm exaggerating because I haven't watched everything on Quibi, but the stuff I've seen, it's like head and shoulders above everything else on there.
Yeah, like I'm remember starting to remember them all, and like the one in like what is it, Minnesota or something, with the Viking Island thing. That one was really cool too. Remember that one with like the pit?
And the one I love, the one with the ball of
Ball of
twine.
Twine, yeah, that was a really
The
cool one
ball of
too.
twine one is great. Even the
Let's just
first one, the
they're
gold
all good.
arm,
They're all pretty good.
they're so good.
Yeah.
And but I like some of them. It's just it's such a simple plot design, but it's just it's a brilliant little segment. Like the one with the Sasquatch and the
Oh, that was so good.
And that, well, I
And
forgot what those
the
people are
the
called,
visuals are
but yeah.
great. Like, there's not a ton of CG in it. A ton, not a ton. It's mostly practical stuff, I think, right? I mean, besides the ball of twine, I guess. But
Yeah, I feel like there's, and even some of that was still
yeah,
practical effects.
it's got random
But
people you didn't think you'd see again in film and TV or ever.
taxidermist.
Yeah,
Sorry.
taxidermist.
That's what it's called.
All
It
right,
was the
so
irony.
let's move on. We're going to talk about another movie that Sickle saw. It's called Rapture, or Rupture. Sorry, Rupture.
Rupture. So my big issue with this one is that, like, okay, now think about that title. You got, okay, what do you think of when you think of rupture? And you're thinking
body
in
horror,
a horror
something that
movie
has to
set.
do with like exploding bodies, or like something
Yes.
coming out of something else, or maybe
Yes.
like a pipeline, or like something under the water. I don't know.
So you hear about a movie, it's titled Rupture. It's starring Noomi Rapace, and it's about a woman that gets kidnapped and taken to this place and like forced to suffer to like release this thing from inside her. That sounds like a Cronenberg body horror movie, right?
Sure, yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. And so I've been so excited to watch this movie because she's a great actress, and she always is like really daring in her roles. Peter Stormare is in it too, and I love that guy. And I haven't seen him in anything in a while, for those that don't know who that is, that's the Russian from Armageddon.
That's he's a in weird a lot of reference Michael Bay movies that you made. I guess a lot of people have probably seen Armageddon. I never watched
yeah,
it.
That's, yeah, I was just trying to think of one
that's
of his
a good
biggest
point.
roles. Yeah.
I would reference ones where he was like, people like, what is that movie? Like,
exactly, yeah. It's hard to.
Grimm, Brothers Grimm is the one I thought of immediately.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. So, like, you know, I'm expecting it to be this really, like, gruesome movie, and I'm hoping with, like, you know, a big reveal at the end. And it's just not that. It's like, incredibly slow. It's really awkwardly paced. It's awkwardly filmed. What I was telling Ifrit is that it's like it was almost trying to do neon horror, but it did a terrible job of executing it. Like, it's nothing like Color Out of Space or Mandy. Like, it does a terrible job. And where it ends up in this really awkward space between, like, thinking that it's being, like, indie and special and unique, and just being a really, really crappy, like, campy anthology episode from an 80s horror movie that, like, is not good. And so it nothing pays off at all. It's a complete waste of Rapace in a complete way, and I'm probably butchering her last name, I don't actually know how to pronounce it, but it's a complete waste of her, it's a complete waste of Stormare, and it just, yeah, it made me sad.
Well, it sounds like you shouldn't check out Rupture, and my next movie you probably, I don't know, could or could not check out. So this one is an interesting scenario, right? So it's called You Should Have Left, and it's got Kevin Bacon, that's what I'm thinking of. Kevin Bacon, and it's got Amanda, what's her name? From, oh, she's been in
Siegfried.
Siegfried, yeah, thank you. And it's kind of a slow burn for sure. So if you're not into that, like I'm usually not, you kind of got to get over that. But there are a few slow burns I kind of like The Cabin I did kind of enjoy, but not as much as other people apparently, because it turns out a lot more people didn't like The Cabin than I thought. Is it The Cabin? What I'm thinking of?
The Lodge.
Yeah, sorry, The Lodge. But this one's a slow burn. It's got the main reason that I watched it. The person I watched it with said it's gonna get. It was kind of like House of Leaves vibe. Like the book House of Leaves is like a kind of like a semi horror novel about a house that changes around people. This house definitely does that. It's pretty cool how they do the stuff with the house and make the house strange. But it's just kind of slow, and like a lot of it's just really boring. Like. The payoff is a payoff that you can see coming, and I didn't see it coming, but it was pretty easy for everyone else to see, just because I, like, kind of lost interest halfway through and wasn't paying attention. But I don't think it's bad, I just think it's not my kind of movie, you know? I think people can really enjoy it that really like the kind of mind horror, like, of things that you trust to always be true not being true, you know? And paranoia, stuff like that. Those, if you like that kind of horror, I think you might enjoy You Should Have Left, but it was not my cup of tea.
Yeah, it sounds like if you're really just wanting to watch a supernatural ghost movie with Kevin Bacon in it, just go watch Stir of Echoes.
Yeah, and the other thing I'd say is that right now it's in early access, so it costs $20 to rent, and it's definitely not worth $20. So, yeah, maybe wait, unless you really want to support Kevin Bacon being in movies, because he's a pretty good actor.
It's true, but I'd rather support him reprising his role in Tremors.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's talk about a kind of controversial one just to end off the episode. And maybe we shouldn't talk about this one because it's almost the end anyway. Maybe we should just stop right here and we can bring up Vivarium next time. Let's preface it. That way people who've listened this long can be ready for the next episode and excited if we talk about it. So, like, we won't talk about Vivarium right now, but I will say that this Vivarium caused probably the most amount of discussion between Sickle and I of any movie since, like, you know, like... Oh, man, I'm trying to think of the last movie we were, like, super butt-heads on, and all I can think of is The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Not that we don't like it, just that we both had very differing opinions of the stuff happening in the movie and why it was happening, you know?
Yeah, yes, and it wasn't even... It was actually just really strong discussion instead of, you know, like...
It wasn't a fight, it was just us talking and talking and talking. But I didn't really like Vivarium, but we talked about it a lot.
Yeah, which is even more surprising because we didn't even really like it that much. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll leave it for next time. Thanks for listening. You know, let us know what you thought about the movies today, and if you saw her trailers or news you liked, let us know, or just check them out, and yeah, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, and if you loved Rupture for whatever reason, please tell me why. Like, I just don't get why that movie, I mean, it's not like it got, like, rave reviews anywhere, but I would love to know if somebody loved it, tell me why.
There you go.
I don't get it.
All right, bye everyone. Like, comment, subscribe and stuff.